Jeremiah chapter 37. And King Zedekiah the son of Josiah reigned instead of Coniah the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon made king in the land of Judah. But neither he, nor his servants, nor the people of the land, listened to the words of the Lord Jehovah, which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal the son of Shelemiah and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Pray now to the Lord Jehovah, our God, for us. Now Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, because they had not put him into prison. Then Pharaoh's army came forth out of Egypt. And when the Chaldeans who besieged Jerusalem heard news of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord Jehovah came to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah, the God of Israel, says. This is what you shall say to the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me, indeed, Pharaoh's army, which has come forth to help you, will return to Egypt into their own land. And the Chaldeans will come again, and fight against this city, and take it, and burn it with fire. This is what the Lord Jehovah says, Do not deceive yourselves, saying, The Chaldeans will surely depart from us, because they will not depart. Because though you had stricken the whole army of the Chaldeans that fight against you, and there remained but wounded men among them, yet every man of them would rise up in his tent, and burn this city with fire. And it came to pass, that when the army of the Chaldeans was broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin, to separate himself there in the midst of the people. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the ward was there, whose name was Irijah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Ananiah. And he took Jeremiah the prophet, saying, You have fallen away to join the Chaldeans. Then Jeremiah said, It is false. I have not fallen away to join the Chaldeans. But he did not listen to him. So Irijah took Jeremiah, and brought him to the princes. Therefore the princes were angry with Jeremiah, and struck him, and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe. Because they had made that the prison. When Jeremiah had entered into the dungeon, and into the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there many days. Then Zedekiah the king sent, and took him out, and the king asked him secretly in his house, and said, Is there any word from the Lord Jehovah? And Jeremiah said, There is. Because, he said, You will be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Furthermore, Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, What have I offended against you, or against your servants, or against this people, that you have put me in prison? Where are your prophets now who prophesied to you, saying, The king of Babylon will not come against you, nor against this land? Therefore, hear now, I ask you, O my lord the king, let my request, I ask you, be accepted before you. That you not cause me to return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street, until all the bread in the city were spent. So Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison.